The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Cellar by night. the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
And I am quoting from the Republic Broadcasting Network page. John's national intel report is hard-hitting and to the point with information that you won't find in the mainstream media. If you believe the Constitution is the law of the land, but you sense that something is seriously wrong in this country, then listen to the national intel report for best guests, news, and information. Well, this is indeed the reason why I'm here with you today. And it's not only to listen, but to be blessed to be a part of it, too. Good afternoon. This is Luca Mino. I'm with you here. Supposed to be a guest on the National Intel Report, and I'm also co-hosting with V on his Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And I have a series as well called Learn to Unlearn, but I'm here today. I feel like a family member already. They tell me, yeah, he's late. So they asked me to fill in for him, you know, like I was, like it was my own show. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? So this is one of the best ways to introduce myself. I always have a little disclaimer first that says that if anybody followed Socrates, somebody came up to Socrates one day and told him, oh, have I got something to tell you about your friend? Socrates put his hands up and he says, hang on a second. That's got to go through three sieves before you listen to any story of any kind from anybody about anything. Put it through three sieves first. The first one, is it true? Oh, well, I don't know. I've heard it from... Okay, so you don't know if it's true. Is it good? Well, not really, no. And okay, well, there's the third one. Is it useful? Well, obviously, not really. And he said, okay, so if it's not good, you're not sure if it's true, and it's not useful to me, then why are you telling me? So this is basically my disclaimer telling everybody on RBN that, well, you know, when I'm going to be on the air with you guys, I'm going to be telling you what's true, what's useful, and what's necessary to the best of my ability. Because if I don't, then I'm just wasting your time. And just what we have to do is we have to learn to unlearn. That's the name of my series. And it really brings it home because everybody's like a color. I like to say everybody's a color. I'm yellow, maybe. John was red. Tom was white. You know, Roger's green. And everybody's got their significant gift to give to the whole. And everybody's important. And we're going back to matriarchy because that's the way the Indian tribes used to live. That's the way it was. Everybody had their purpose. Everybody had their reason for being. And everybody was respected for what they knew. Didn't matter about your color, didn't matter about where you came from or anything. And this is where we're at. And my color just happens to be how we can learn to unlearn, how we can learn to notice indoctrination, to notice brainwashing, to notice division. And I got to tell you, Facebook was absolutely fabulous for me for that reason, because when I learned from my father, who was a doctor, so I learned really quickly how to compartmentalize. So, you know, this goes over here, that goes over here, this goes over here with GMOs, that goes over here with Rockefeller, this goes over here with chemtrails. And pretty soon you build a picture of everything and you can see things from back up. And it's been an incredible ride. I mean, day and night, as people like John knew himself. And it's a real honor to start the show today and, you know, just to be thrown to the wolves, I guess. and it's, you know, it's like we're always asking questions. You know, we're always trying to be sincere, thoughtful people who work hard to find the truth and who are always questioning everything. It's really good because it's mostly the fools who were always so sure of themselves. And to start off in a really good way, I thought of a clip from Jordan Maxwell, which our producer is going to be nice enough to set up for us. And it's just to remind people where we start to learn to unlearn. What do you mean learn to unlearn? What are you talking about? Well, learn to unlearn means to literally, if anybody saw Avatar, it would be, you know, you can't do anything with a full cup. You think you're full of yourself, then, you know, go away. There's nothing I can do for you. You don't empty the cup either. You leave a little bit in the bottom of it. That's you. And you have space to learn on top of that. And you come to us, you know, when you learn how to do that. That's what it's all about. So learning to unlearn, that's what it's all about. You know, you're every day, according to the native traditions that have been here for 10,000 years, every single day we have the choice to do good or bad. It's as simple as that. Everybody likes to complicate everything. No, it's as simple as that. You want to do good for other people today? You want to rise them up, or do you want to bring them down? So this is my message, and we're following everything. One day it's Rockefeller, next day it's divide and conquer, next day it's Indian tribes and genocide, or, you know, the Ukraine. And this is what I'm really proud to be here because of that, because I'm learning so much from everyone. And like I said, memes on Facebook really, really shaped my development, like the civics class memes from Frank Zappa, stuff like that. And pretty soon I had thousands of memes, and I was putting everything in the right compartments. And today it's like I'm going, well, what's the most useful for people? Well, talking about the Protocols of Zion, for one thing, because that's their playbook. And I was so glad to hear that John was also, you know, devoting a lot of his time to Germany's Hitler and Hitler's Germany, Germany's Hitler, one way or the other. And you know, having the truth come out of that as well, so we can understand other things like 9/11 and the COVID nonsense and the rest of it all. So I've always been taught native tradition again. They always say, "Who started the trouble? Who started the trouble?" That could, you can go way back on that one, and that's where the troubles are. Who started the trouble? Who started the Civil War? Oh, Rothschild did. Oh yeah, one Rothschild son in the north, one in the south, and you engineer a problem between the two. And Lincoln says no, and he comes out with the greenback, and he gets shot by somebody from the Ninth Circle. You know, it's all you know. We're watching everything being played out, and it's too bad for people that aren't taking notes or that aren't more observant or creator willing. You know, it's really sad, but people that don't have the time to research, those are the people that end up being the real enemies. The people that shun you from the family because you don't know what you're talking about, and you're questioning the narrative, and it, you know, it goes on. So I'm just here to say my piece before I go. And it was very close for me too, because in November 2020 I had stage 4 cancer. Today I come back and prove my point with zero cancer, no chemo, no radiation, no big pharma pills. So somebody wants to let me know if I'm doing something wrong. I don't think I am. But here's Jordan Maxwell, if the producer's ready with the clip. It's really important because this sets the stage for where I'm at. And, you know, if I can do anything different, please let me know.
But I am totally convinced that there is now on the earth enemies of the human race that is changing the evolution of the human race from what it was supposed to be in its creation, as opposed to where the dark powers of the world are now leading the human race into a different world.
Do you think it's possible that these people can be stopped?
For myself, I do not believe America or the world at large is going to be able to extricate itself out of this situation. No, I do not believe it's possible. And the reason why is because the people are too stupid. They're too ill-informed, ignorant, ill-informed, unread, self-centered, egotistical, materialistic, and downright stupid. and they don't care. Basically speaking, people don't care.
And it's funny, I spent the last 25 or 30 years, that's the first three-letter phrase that I had on my fridge. Take an empty piece of paper and write, they don't care, on it, and put it, slap it on the fridge, and you'll notice how many times when you come back to that, you're going to go, yeah, oh, you got that right, you know, and your significant other will just shake her head because you're talking to yourself again, right? But this is where we're at. Okay, so we're surrounded by people that don't care. Obviously, people that are listening right now, they obviously do. But let's take a trip to Australia, shall we? And I just want to give you guys a little example of how reckless and how lack of respect we are. I mean, it's really too bad. It's like in the music industry with the bands that I was in, 9 out of 10 bands would trash the hotel room. You got this one band that loves everybody and that cleans up the hotel room before they leave. No, can't come in. 9 bands up before you, they destroyed our hotel room. We're not into that. So, you know, a lot of people are ruining it for the very few of us that are willing to be the change that we want in the world. We're in Australia right now. We're in a place where there's a sacred monument. It's like a beautiful rock. It's a huge rock. It's called Uhuru. And I've seen it from Everest to the sacred mountain Uhuru. They have a beautiful sign in front of it. It says, please do not climb. We, the Anangu traditional owners, we have this to say. Uhuru is a sacred place full of knowledge. And, you know, in our traditional belief, we do not climb it. It's disrespectful. And they go on to show you how you can walk around it. And they offer you a chance to learn from it by not walking on top of it. And right on top of that, you see people climbing up the mountain from top to bottom. There's a stream of people climbing up. Some people actually spit on the ground by the sign before walking up. So it's things like that. You compartmentalize that, right? You put that over here. Okay, that's fine. That's Australia, right? And when you find out what happened to the Native Americans here, you know, it's exactly the same thing. And I was talking to some of the highest functioning people that I've known, and I've shared my question with them about what Jordan Maxwell says, and they all say the same thing. Nope, can't save them. You know, not that it's not worth it. Of course, you'd love to, but you can't, because you can't speak butterfly language to caterpillar people. It doesn't work. So the people that shun you, the people that laugh at you, the people that close the door on you, you have to let them go. Sorry, okay, whatever. So they all say the same thing. Like the Hopi prophecy says, a time is coming where there will be only two choices. And you see that in memes too, occasionally on Facebook. That would fly by. Evolve or remain. Jason Kristoff or Collective Evolution. You know, some of those memes that you people know. The really thoughtful ones. Sun gazing was one of them that I learned a lot from. And I saved all of them, and you know, you have thousands of them, and this is how I learned. Gavin Nascimento was a real big one. Ian Williams Goddard was one of my favorites, and he slapped me in the face one day with what he says, a society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, kind of what the intro to National Intel Report says. He says, and you know, they refuse to believe in, you know, that their government is routinely lying to them and fabricating a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship that they're going to get. It's as simple as that. So again, this is Luca Mino. I'm filling in on the National Intel Report. And it's really good to be here, and we're waiting for the star himself. He should be here any time now. And we'll be back after these messages.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are back on the National Intel Report. This is Luca Mino. I'm filling in for our dearest. He'll be here soon. And I'm just here to share my knowledge and to share with you people and to learn as much as I can from life ahead of us. Luca Mino here with Learn to Unlearn. This is my new series coming up. I have a really precious friend / brother from another mother by the name of Rolling Bear. That's his traditional name. And he's known as Chris, whichever one you'd like. And the subject that I thought would be really cool to share with you people today would be integrity. And, you know, what that really means, instead of going to Google and finding out what it means, which they rarely tell you. It's like there's nature's rules, okay? A little ditty on morality here. And his question to me one day was like, what would you do? What would you do if all of a sudden you had nobody around, not a soul anywhere to hear or to see your actions, okay? Nobody to hold you accountable or anything. You could do whatever you wanted. Would you check yourself knowing that, you know, nobody would catch you? Or that you were free to do whatever you wanted with anybody or anything? How low would you allow yourself to go? I thought that was a really cool question. And again, knowing with certainty that you could get away with, quote unquote, whatever it was that you were going to do. With no witnesses, you'd never be held responsible for anything. It'd never come back to you, right? Carte blanche, as they say in French. Well, he has something really cool to say about that. And this is the beginning of the clip. We probably won't play the whole thing, but just that one part is really cool from the beginning.
Yeah, you know, you have to have integrity. You have to have your own personal set of rules for yourself. You know, where you will go, where you won't go. It's like when I was Marine Force Recon. Well, I had been, and I'd been a contractor, you know. We've heard talked about that, and they wanted us to go into the caves and slit the throat of women and children, you know, to get, you know, same thing as what they said about indigenous people. They said, you know, we have to get rid of the babies, or you can't let the babies live. The babies have to die, and the mothers of the babies, so that we can end the insurgency, because if we kill where the babies are, where the insurgents come from, you know, then we end the insurgency. So, you know, and I told them no. You know, it's $30,000 a month, and I told them I'm done. I'm not going to do it. You know, this is not my people's way. You know, Selagi people do not kill women and children.
And you told your soldiers what?
That if they, I would personally personally put them down if they did, agreed to do it. I said, if any of you men are under my command, willingly go inside these caves and doing what they're talking about, I said, I will personally, as a Selagi warrior, do my duty and put you in the ground. And I will take your scalp.
You know, with the good knife that you have.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. That's how nature works. But it's those people that, you know, the order followers that'll just go ahead and do anything and do everything that they're told to do. And that's a really good one. Mark Passio is a passionate one to listen to. Mark Passio, P-A-S-S-I-O, for those who haven't heard his name before, he's on YouTube. He's fascinating. And his, what was that one called? Order Followers and the Cult of Something Evil. I'm not exactly sure of the title anymore. Oh, the Cult of Ultimate Evil, I believe it was. That's one of the first things he says, that order followers are bad people. Because you omit your conscience, you omit your morals, right? And you do what you're told. Creator says no, doesn't work that way. And that brings you before I go ahead, we're going to probably wait till the second hour to take the calls. Just, you know, until it rolls normally again and, you know, everybody's where they're supposed to be. Just going to be... giving you some stuff that I've prepared humbly for the show, not really knowing that I would be doing it by myself, but this is fun. We're basically the only people, the only beings on Earth that are capable of lying. And they say this is because we use words and languages that are programmed into us since birth. And, you know, that enables us to lie. Animals, on the other hand, they communicate with their own primordial state of, you know, using telepathy, where lying doesn't exist. So this is a natural human ability that has been widely forgotten. And as consciousness rises, so does our telepathic abilities, so lying becomes no longer existent. That's how it works. It's really interesting. I didn't know that. That's IG, Connecting Consciousness, again. You know, that's another Facebook one that I loved. So it really poses the question, well, okay, so all the evil on Earth, it's all deliberate. Yes, there are people getting paid very good sums of money to do exactly that. And this is what's happening. So the Native Americans have prophecies. We can say what we want about them, but they've come true for the last 200 years. People in the longhouse, they look at those traditions, 200 years old, still happening. And we're going to address that when you come back after the break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Somewhere, I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again to you.
We are back with the National Intel Report. This is Luca Mino coming to you live. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm here as a guest on the show today, and we're waiting for things to come back to normal and for our guests to appear. And before the break we were talking about the prophecies that are lining up, and the question is, are people ready to hear this? And it's like you know, they say in the intro on the RBN page, you know, are people ready? Well, you know, this page is for people that are ready and then ask questions, like you just heard. People need to know what the truth is. Well, these teachings are thousands, if not tens of thousands of years old. And these are people that saw what was going to happen. They actually saw the pipelines as black snakes. Okay. Same thing as, they heard the name Hitler, but you know, Nostradamus said Hister with an S instead. It's those types of things. They see something coming, but they can't really focus on exactly what it is. Well, right now the elders, what they're saying, if you can read through the lines or between the lines, it's like, let go of the shore. Let go of the shoreline completely. you've got raging torrential waters, and you have to jump in. You have to literally jump in, be fearless, help other people keep their head above water, and just trust that the water has its own direction that it's going to go. And that's it. You're not in control of anything. Sorry. You know, material stuff is not going to save anybody. And this is where all this is going. And proof of that is Benjamin Netanyahu's 1990 statement in a Jerusalem bar that was recorded, where he simply said that, you know, they're going to tear up the United States into the biggest welfare state that there ever was, because that's what you do to countries that you hate. You chop it up into small pieces, and, you know, that's what we do. It's going to be America's biggest welfare state. Isn't that exactly what's happening? The day two of the open border, I knew that was happening, because they would have been down there right away, like, you know, caring parents would have, even the first day. Nope. Gone to the border? Yeah. Gone to the border? Yeah. You know, they don't care, and they're laughing at us. So my grandmother would know they're hiding something. They always do. So all we can do is focus on what people are telling us that resonates with us. And this is what the natives have been saying for a long time, because when you trash something sacred, that's what happens. And Mother Earth is sacred. And that's a whole other portion of my teachings that I have about matriarchy versus patriarchy, which is what we're living today. And it's absolutely essential to come back to matriarchy, or you may as well say goodbye to everything and you with it. I'd like to read you just a few parts of the prophecy. He says, you've been telling people it's the 11th hour. No, you must go back and tell people this is the hour, and there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in the right relation? Where is your water? Do you know your garden? It's time to speak the truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. Okay, so I can go through that list again and show you polar opposites of that, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're destroying everything. They don't care about us. They're poisoning the water, the air, the food. And, you know, bioweapons, you know, it's, we can't even use the word vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA gene therapy that's never been used before, but we're going to give it to infants now. Yeah, no problem. And it says here, it says, do not look outside yourself for a leader. And then he clasps his hands together and he smiles and he says, this could be a really good time. There's a river flowing very fast right now. And there are people who will be afraid, and they will try to hold on to the shore. To me, that means hold on to materialistic and, you know, plastic and money and things that don't really exist. The elders say it's time to let go of the shore and to know that the river has its destination. Keep your eyes open, keep your head above water, smile and help your neighbor. And we should be celebrating at this time in history. Take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. And for the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. He said, the time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves, banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. So it's all about celebrating. And that was written in, you know, that's like 2000. That was given to us June 8th. By the Hopi people in the year 2000. And the two that resonate the most, and I didn't even read it all, but we are the ones that we've been looking for. You know, talk about loving yourself. That's taking it to another level. Do not look outside yourself for a leader. Because he said only the strong will survive. So this is where we're at. So, I mean, you know, fortunately, the people that are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview that are grafted on us from birth and through social conditioning. I'm reading another good meme for you. They begin sensing that something's amiss. They start to look for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous other outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to. Which is exactly what happens. Try and talk to them about that, though. It won't work. And in the shows that I do, you know, we find out why it doesn't work. why people get defensive, why they get angry, why they crucify you, okay? And each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance. It's a pretty heavy-duty step to take. And I actually wrote something that I would like to read to you. I actually wrote it today. Talk about having the strength to live, if I can find it fast enough. Note to self. Rather than trying to, you know, to be like most other people around you and following their lead, focus more on yourself. Go inside. See your strengths. Listen and learn from Socrates, the three sieves, and work hard on what you have to offer, and then you can give it away freely. That's the thing. You give it away freely, because if you charge, you know, or if you want to get paid for what you're no better than anybody else. The trick is to give it away for free. That's what makes the difference. Because you don't, it's not about you. It didn't come from you in the first place. It's a, you're the messenger for that truth. So it's an insult, believe it or not, according to the Americans, the Native Americans, again, that's how they worked. It was a barter system. You know, if I need something from you, or let's say I really need somebody to do something for me in a big way, I prepare a gift. I go to that person, I give them the gift, and they look at me and go, wow, thank you. What can I do for you? That's how it works. You never, ever go to somebody and ask them to do a favor or do something for you without having offered something first. It's a whole respect thing. That's what I learned in my teachings with Native Americans. So, I mean, anybody can be Native American. It's not true that it's just blood. Blood is the blood quantum nonsense theory was invented as a divide and conquer strategy that worked marvelously, right? That's called neocolonialism. That's what that is. The Indian killing the Indian off. Because he's not, oh, you're three-quarters blood. I don't know, I'm 1/24% blood, you know? It was nonsense from start to finish because it was invented by people that don't care. See, and there's, you go back to Jordan Maxwell's message again. They don't care because they were taught not to care by a government that doesn't care. Meanwhile, we're all here going, okay, now what? Well, this is why TLB Talk exists. And TLBTalk.com is the only place where I've ever been where things aren't censored. They're not taken down. You're actually learning something because you post it and they humbly come up to you and go, well, yeah, almost, you know, actually it's this way. And you learn from that if you're humble enough, you know, and it's a really beautiful place. And what I'm doing is I'm paying $20 a month reoccurring because it's my space. It's my contribution to TLBTalk.com, and it's my reassurance that they're going to, I'm going to have my place in their growth, if you'd like. And, you know, if you go on there and you don't swear and you don't write illegal stuff and you don't disrespect people, it's another big family. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to be a part of it. And it's just validating my experience. So we have clip number two that I need to play for you from Rolling Bear. And in this clip, it's really important. He talks about life and he talks about how just to be a good person. And it's something really worth listening to because he nails it. And everybody thinks, you know, being Native American is like, you know, part of the past. It's like, get over it, Luca. We're in 2022. Get over it. Okay, think again. Let's have a listen to what he says.
And you know, fast forward to, well, not fast forward, but you know, talking about today very quickly. We're talking about how people just take sacred offerings that you have, something sacred, and they just make money on it, like Reiki or like, you know, the best looking, the best talking, the best dressed Indian people that we know, supposedly trashing you know, there's no integrity anymore.
No.
I don't feel.
No, not in a lot of areas. I mean, you look at the medicines, you know, there's people charging for healing, you never do that. You know, there's people charging for teachings, you never do that. That's just not done. You know, this is a sacred gift given to us free, and you give it away free. You know, your job is to give it away. And so, you know, that's my problem with modern medicine and a lot of other things. You know, I know a lot of people that are wanting to become nurses, traveling nurses, because they can make a lot of money. And I shut them right up when I said, well, you know, I try to help people and I don't charge anything. I said, you know, how much money do you need? How much money do you really need?
And the Native American proverb says that the settler asked the shaman, that's another made up word, but the settler asked the shaman, what is poison? And the shaman answers to him, he says, anything more than what you need.
Yeah, anything more than what you need. That's a heavy one for the Western Hemisphere to swallow, isn't it? That's a pretty big one. And, you know, if it doesn't come from the heart, my grandmother would say that, if it doesn't come from the heart, don't give it at all. And I have to tell you a little story here, because this really happened to me in my teachings at first. The elder that taught me, he brought me to speak. Come to find out, he said all this stuff beforehand, and I knew it afterwards. But he set me up to speak, and I had my notes. 5 minutes before I come up to speak, he takes the notes right in front of me, takes the notes, rips them up, throws them away. And I said, what are you doing? What did you just, you know, and I couldn't even finish my sentence. He points to my head and he says, if it doesn't, you know, these are the notes. He points to my head and he says, it doesn't come from there. He says, I want it to come from the heart. And he pokes me in the chest and he says, good luck. And he leaves me like that. And that was my first teaching, right? Because if it doesn't come from the heart, it's like, you know, well, you know, Luca, you weren't prepared to do a 2-hour show today. Well, guess what? You know, hey, you know, my notes are ripped up. That's all right. That's okay. I can fly. You know, the bird on the branch, he knows how to fly. He's not afraid of the branch breaking, because he can fly off. He's got faith. But, you know, proving my point, as an artist, the way I'm living, I didn't follow the path that everybody took. I didn't go to get a career and spend 30 years on the career and do nothing else but spend 30 years on the career. And I think you know where this is going. I'm so glad I didn't do that. On one subject, one career to base your entire life on, which is basically what we are all indoctrinated, quote unquote, to do. Got a study here that says over 50% of college grads don't work in their fields of study. And if they do, you know, this is all, it's all indoctrination. It's all prestige, you know. It's like, wow, you know, and I think it cost me $15 to get my high school diploma, because I went through a community college, and that was that. And I did it the whole way through from the 7th grade to the 12th grade. Addition, subtraction, you know, finishing off with the 12th grade physics class. So in a year and a half, and my jacket proves it, I'm not dreaming. So it's all about, you know, and there's that other story about the doctor who comes to see the nurse, or no, better yet, he tells the nurse to come see him in his office. So she comes to see him. And he says, you know, all the nurses on your floor and everybody here are getting vaccinated. And she says, whoa, nobody talked to me about that. And he looks at her and he says, well, everybody's getting vaccinated. He says, I'm just setting up a time frame. When's a good time for you? And she says, no, we've never talked about this. I've never been asked my opinion on it. And I'm not getting vaccinated. With all due respect, sir, you know, and he cuts her off. You know what he says? Well, everybody on the floor is getting vaccinated, he says, or are you no longer a nurse? Wow. And this is the blackmail. This is how they work. They're going to shun. I thought it was going to happen a lot sooner to the unvaccinated. But besides being told that I was a threat to other people, and how would I deal with it? You know, I could be killing people. I could be a symptomatic carrier, and I could be making these people sick. And how could you, how would you be able to live with that, Luca? And, you know, there's the medical student writing things down in back of him. I was pretty much in shock when he came out with that one, so I wasn't as good as most people who are ready with a retort. But, you know, I did what I could, and I just stood my ground, and I said no, and here I am. So we'll be back after the break, and we'll talk more about it.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on four pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the three branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on four pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the three branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind.
everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
Okay, so we are back with the National Intel Report. And we've just heard that our driver is going to be here real soon. And we're getting stuff ready with a big drum roll. I have to admit, yours truly is going to be getting his own copy of, encased in leather and in booklet form, my very own copy of the Constitution for further reading. Yes, sir. Ordered yesterday from Amazon just because, you know, I mean, it's going to be so important to talk about it. And they keep saying how they don't teach you your rights because they don't want you to know that they're being taken away. Same as the non-vaccines, I guess we can call them, the mRNA gene experimental gene therapy treatments that they're doing. Guess what? They screw around with the human genome, which makes it non-human. So, guess what that does to your human rights? Right, that's my guess. That's coming. You know, put on your seatbelts. So, most of us really don't know the difference between A, the Constitution, and B, the Bill of Rights, and for very good reason. And, you know, people are going, really? Like, so I checked it out officially. Very simply, the Constitution describes each of the roles and responsibilities of the arms of government and citizens, while the Bill of Rights describes the rights and the freedoms of the people. The Constitution limits the power of government while the Bill of Rights grants authority to the people. And what they're doing, and I can prove it, because I'm, you know, another meme on Facebook before they took that one down. That one didn't last very long. They're replacing each one of the amendments, tell me I'm wrong, please, in this Bill of Rights of ours, and replacing them individually with new laws that are written right under our noses, or they're in those 2,500-page documents that they give to the people in Congress the morning before they go live to say, oh, yeah, we passed that. Okay, sure. Article 1, replaced with Occupy. Article 2, replaced with gun control. Article 3, replaced with asset forfeiture. Article 4, replaced with the Patriot Act. Article 5, replaced with NDAA. And it goes on and on for the 10 of them. Sorry if I'm stuttering, but it's like I can't believe this every time I go through it. You got indefinite detention. You have military tribunal. What's the other one? Enhanced interrogation, judicial activism, and federal supremacy. So, you know, that's all to be thought about. It really is. I mean, they're just replacing, you know, and every single sector of theirs has something specific to add to the agenda. Anyway, we'll talk about stuff like that when we come back, and maybe we'll even have the driver back when we come back. We'll see what's going on. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.